Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm taking a look at the Cleveland Browns 2022 draft class. So be sure, if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast today, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Football. Our podcast, Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, you can check out each and every single day pretty much on any major, minor, any podcast streaming platform available for some amazing content, draft recaps, draft specials, history specials, player interviews, history talks. I mean, we've got so much stuff, guys. I can't even begin to describe it. In fact, we have over 1,000 plus videos on Facebook and YouTube, and we have over 900 episodes of our podcast, which we've only been there for around a year and a half, a little bit more maybe. So we have a ton of amazing content. Thanks to our whole team at 100 Yards of Football. Thanks you so much for the fans for all the continued support you give us each and every single week, for all the awesome comments that we see each and every one of them. We thank you once again. So let's do it. The Cleveland Browns 2022 draft class review. Well, it took a little bit of time for Cleveland to pick until it took them till round three to make their first selection. But they went with pick 68, Martin Emerson, the cornerback out of Mississippi State, representing the Bulldogs. In his 2021 season, he had 50 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 3 passes defended. As a corner, not too shabby, was a pretty solid player all around for the Bulldogs. Check out the video that our guy, Bobby Butler, and Mr. Football Vince turned in on Martin Emerson a few months ago. They went into great detail about this young man. Up next on the board, the Cleveland Browns selected out of UAB the defensive end, Alex Wright, with pick number 78. At Wright, he was a good player all around for the Blazers, for a team that a couple of years ago lost its football program, I believe, and it is back and roaring now better than ever. So last year, he had 3 pass breaks up, 2 forced fumbles in 12 games, 8 of those being starts. Also, second team all-conference honors with 7.5 tackles for loss, as well as 7 sacks. So, I like this pick a lot. I think the Cleveland Browns might have gotten a steal here with this young man. It's just that he went to a smaller school, a school that not a lot of people think of in terms of football production out of UAB in terms of recency years. But Alex Wright could be a sleeper pick by the Cleveland Browns. I really like this one. Up next, the Browns selected with pick 99. In the third round, the wide receiver from Purdue, David Bell. Bell had a very solid year in 2021. And let me just say, first team All-Associated All-American, Big Ten Conference Receiver of the Year, and a Biletnikoff Finalist Award. He had 93 catches for 1,286 yards. That's good for 13.8 yards per catch. He also had 6 touchdowns to lead his team over 11 starts. So this is another pick I feel that kind of dropped in terms of his solid ability. He was great in high school, went into college, went to Purdue, balled out there. I mean, this guy could be another really good player for Deshaun Watson to throw to this upcoming 2022 season. Going to round 4, though, they went with another defensive tackle, this one out of Oklahoma University. Defensive tackle, Perrion Winfrey, with selection 108.
Winfrey was the number one overall JUCO player in the country for a time after playing 2 years at Iowa Western Community College. He decided to go over to the big boys out there in Oklahoma and had a really good season there. Named second team all Big 12 conference selection in 21 after having 23 tackles, so not the most, 11 tackles for loss, 5.5 sacks in 12 starts. So I feel that even though the numbers are not there in terms of production for his tackling numbers, it is nice to see he's able to get a good amount of sacks. He's able to get a good amount of tackles for loss as well. And he is just an absolute grinder, I think. We did a video on him as well a while ago. So please go and check that out, see if we got our predictions right. Our guy, Vince Turner, and world-renowned, former NFL scout Daniel Kelly talked about him a handful of months as well. So go see how they did. Up next, the Browns selected in round 4. They went with a kicker. We always love our special teamers here on the show. They went with Cade York out of LSU. Overall, as a kicker, very solid first-team All-SEC accolades in 2020. In 2021, he's a second-team All-Conference pick. He went 15 of 18 for field goals, and he converted on all 39 of his extra point tries. So very solid there. 2020, he was very solid as well, 18 of 21, and also hit a few from 50-plus, 6 of 7, and 4 extra points, another perfect season, 36 of 36. So really good season for this guy. I feel that always got to have a good kicker on the team. Always got to have someone who can kick through the uprights. So there you go. We go on to round 5 now. And they went with a running back to go along with their great two-headed monster, right? They need some other guy there to maybe give them some break. They went with Jerome Ford from Cincinnati. Cincinnati was a very good school we know this year, top 4 school in the country. Also, this guy is a very sneaky, good pass-catching running back. 21 catches, 220 yards. That's good for 10.5 fer, 13 starts. He was also the American Athletic Conference most valuable player in the championship game when they beat Houston. So he comes up big when it counts the most. So once again, another good threat here. He ran for 1,319 yards, 215 total carries, a 6.1 average. So, I mean, that's really solid. Ranked 7th in the FBS. And also tied a school record with 19 touchdowns. So another really good pick here. I know the Browns have a very good running back core already, but Jerome Ford could be a guy who is next up if one of those gentlemen decide to leave or an injury perhaps. But I think that if Jerome Ford buys his time, I feel like he could be a very good running back in the National Football League. Once again, in round 6, we go with Mike Woods, Oklahoma University, wide receiver. We're going it with the Oklahoma. They went very Big 12 here. Honorable mention for all Big 12 selection, but he did miss 2 games due to injury this past year in 21. Not the greatest stats in the world. 32 catches, 381 yards. But the thing I look at the most is his average per catch. That is 11.9, almost 12 yards. So he's a guaranteed first down there. And only 2 touchdowns. So I feel that this is a more of a pick where he's going to be a later receiver, a depth chart receiver at the time. He can obviously work his way up, but I think that he still needs a little bit of time to develop before he can become a starting caliber receiver in the NFL. Round 7, we go with Isaiah Thomas from, you guessed it, Oklahoma University, edge rusher here. In 2021, pretty solid season. Second team all-conference pick as a senior, 38 total tackles, 11.5 for loss, 8 sacks to go along with 4 pass breakups and 3 forced fumbles in just 12 starts. And also in 2020, he had 8.5 sacks. So, I mean, this is another guy. They went super, super Oklahoma heavy. And I like this guy. Another pick where it could turn out to really be a good selection for many years down the road. I think this was a very good selection at 223 in the 7th round. I mean, you're getting a good player here. So I like what they got with Isaiah Thomas. And now finally, the last selection here. Pick 246, the center from Texas Tech University. We have Dawson Deaton. Dawson was a solid player at the O-line for Texas Tech University. And like I said, as a center, always got to have someone who's able to block, able to snap the ball, obviously. Moved to center in 2019, so not the most experienced, but he was an honorable All-Big 12 mention in that year in 19. Second-team All-Conference pick in both 2020 and in 2021. started 10 games in 2020 and started 11 games in 21. So a guy who, you know, I mean, you can always throw him up there if you need some help at center, if you need a backup, you can have him in there. And best of luck to him as well as the rest of the Cleveland Browns. If I had to rate this roster, rate this draft class, keeping in mind that this is all selections round three and beyond, they did not have a pick in the first round or in the second round. Obviously, they were being, they've been wheeling and dealing, right? I will go with a B average. I like this. I mean, for especially later round picks, they did a very good job. I think they have a lot of guys who have a ton of potential, who are good, who are going to be good backups this year, who are going to be good role players, and some who are going to be starters. I think this was a great draft for the Cleveland Browns. I like their players they selected, but please drop in the comments, who would you have chosen differently? At what position? Would you have went to a different school? We love talking with y'all, what your comments are, who you think the Browns should be, and also how do you think the Browns will do this year? Brand new quarterback Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield is still stewing as a backup at the moment, but please drop a comment. How will the Browns do? How is their draft class overall? What would you grade it? We'd love to interact with you in the comments.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I've been your host, Logan Lace. You've been listening and watching 100th Football. Check us out on Facebook and YouTube. We go live each and every single week. Check us out on our podcast, thanks to the Bleav Podcast Network. Anywhere that's the podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Radio, iHeart Radio. I've already said that one, but oh well. Overcast, Amazon Music. If you have an Alexa or Google Home device, you can just say, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play 100th Football. And guess what? It'll do that. Magic, right? So please go check us out. Leave us a review. We have almost thousands, right? We have 900 plus episodes getting to 1,000. And we have over 1,000 plus episodes on our Facebook, on our YouTube channel. And once again, we thank you all for the continued love and support throughout the our history videos, our legends interviews, our draft specials we've been doing. And with college football right around the corner, we are going to be doing some amazing content for that as well. So once again, we thank you for the continued support. I've been your host, Logan Lance. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Bleav Podcast Network.